This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Tony. Hey, everyone. This is Tyler calling from Waterloo, Ontario, and I have a story to tell you. This is a really cool story. Basically, the other day, I went to the oldest movie theater in Ontario or anywhere in Canada, and this movie theater is supposedly haunted. Now, I did get a very weird vibe when I went in there because I was going in to see a horror movie. I think it was the new Smile 2 movie. So that didn't really help when I was going into a haunted movie theater. But it was really cool. Me and my friends saw the movie and nothing really happened while we were there, but there was just a really eerie vibe, almost like when you go into a hospital, you know, that heavy feeling. I don't know if you ever get that. I went to visit a family member in the hospital a while back. She's okay now, but I went back a while back to visit her in a hospital, and it was that same type of feeling of just really a really heavy air, and that's what I felt in the movie theater. But the story behind it is essentially that it used to be a funeral home in the 1800s. And I think in 1920, it turned into a movie theater, and it's been one ever since. So it's definitely a really old building with a lot of history. And this is actually in a town called Listowel, Ontario. So it's a small town in southeastern Ontario. I always get the geography mixed up. I live not too far from there. But apparently, back in the 1800s, there was this girl who was actually murdered by a homeless man, I think on the train tracks in Listowel, if I'm not mistaken. I know my mom followed the story because she did a lot of research on it. And she's told me about it and stuff. But apparently the girl had her funeral there at that movie theater. So that's kind of why it's supposedly haunted. And just down the street, when we were leaving at night, there's an old thrift store. And this is a small town, right? So everything's within walking distance in the downtown area. And there's a small thrift store. Well, now it's a massage parlor, but it used to be a thrift store. And basically, it used to be like the sheriff's office back in the 1800s. So when she got murdered and they found the guy who did it, he was essentially brought in and being kept in the upstairs area of that two-floor building. And it's like a really old, really old looking building. You can tell it's from the 1800s. It's got that slanted roof. It looks kind of like a triangle on top, those styles of buildings. So I have been in there before. But I've always gotten a really bad vibe around that building. I remember when I was a kid, I couldn't go near the back stairway when it was a thrift store on the main floor. I just could not go near the stairs to upstairs because that's where he was being kept. And it was just a really bad vibe. But basically what happened the other day, this is kind of all preceding what happened. After we left that haunted movie theater, and this was at night, we're going, back to the car. I look at that previous thrift store, which is now a massage parlor. It's 10 o'clock at night. Nobody's around. Everything's closed. I look up to the building and I thought, well, I'm going to take a picture because this building looks really creepy at night, right? And little did I know that when I zoomed into the picture later that night, I didn't look at it right away. I zoomed in later. I swear I saw a literal face looking back at me out of the window, and it wasn't like a human face. It's not like somebody was up there. You could tell it was something like energy or some sort of entity. And I was like, oh my God, I captured it on my camera. And I mean, it's not a surprise because I have the new iPhone. So I'm like, if it's going to capture anything on camera, it's going to capture this. 'Cause the camera is so good, but I couldn't believe it, and I almost thought I saw another like sideways face in the other window, because there's like two windows upstairs, one on the left of the building, one on the right. And in the left window, that's where I initially saw a face, and it looks like a really angry, like just a really mean looking expression. And I wonder if that is the ghost of the man who murdered that girl, because like I said, that's where he was being kept when it used to be the sheriff's office, because these buildings had been there forever. But yeah, that was so scary. If you want, I can like try and find a way to send the picture in and see what you guys say. But yeah, that was so creepy. Like, I just felt the need to send this in because, I mean, like, that was unexpected. First, we go to a haunted movie theater, and then I walk by this haunted building, and I see a face looking back at me when I zoom into the picture like an hour later. And I had to get a few people to look at it. I'm like, is this really what I'm seeing? Because I want to see something, but it actually looks like something is there. But yeah, that's pretty much like my story about that. And also, I wanted to kind of add in one more kind of mini story, because these are both shorter stories. I thought it'd be cool to add in a second one. So my house has a lot of like paranormal activity going on. I'm not sure if it's residual hauntings or what, because certain things only become more prominent at certain times. I will see something out of the corner of my eye when I'm watching TV at night. Especially, I noticed if I go into my parents' room when no one's in there to use the ensuite bathroom, I look over to the other side of the room and I always feel like something is there. I never see anything, but you can feel like something is there, like almost as if a presence is there watching you. And it's not necessarily a bad feeling. I think it might be relatives or something that have passed, but you just feel it. But the weirdest thing is on our main floor in our kitchen, we have like a little kitchenette at the end of the kitchen. And I always sit on the same side of the kitchen table. And when I look to my left, you look down this kind of like long hallway to the front area of our house. So it kind of goes down the whole length of the house. And I always see something out of the corner of my eye. Sometimes I'll be having like a late night dinner after I come back from the gym, and I'll be, eating my food, watching stuff on my phone, and I always see something out of the corner of my eye. It's more like I can feel like something's there. And sometimes I will literally see what looks like an energy formation in the shape of a person. It's really weird because I don't normally see stuff. Like, I'll feel something, but I don't normally see anything. And just tonight, what got me to finally call in about all this was I was down there in that area of the house where that, kitchen table is and the hallway. And I was just standing there having a drink. And I look over and I saw two lines of red. It almost looked like those, like when you see a movie and someone gets scratched by a demon, like those red lines. It looked like that in the air. I saw that where I always feel like someone's watching me. And I looked over, I'm like, what is that? Like, is something here? And I started talking. I'm like, if anything's here, you need to leave, because I felt a really bad presence in that moment. And all of a sudden, I felt the room get very cold, like a really cool air took over, and I got all these like tingles all over my body, and that tells you something's nearby. And then I started to see literal formations in front of me moving. Like, I never see that. I'll feel something. I maybe will see something very vague for a moment, but tonight I saw something moving around. It was like a formation was there and reacting to me telling it to go away, because I don't know what I'm seeing, right? I don't know if it's good or bad. Sometimes you kind of get mixed feelings, so you don't know what to think. So I started saying, you need to leave. If you're not good, you need to get out of here. If you don't mean any harm, then disregard what I'm saying. But I was just trying to stand my ground, because I do know that a lot of these entities that are harmful or mean to be harmful, they feed off fear. And that's the one thing I told myself I'm not gonna be, is scared of this stuff. I used to be really scared when I thought there were, was some sort of entity in the room, but now as I got older and kind of developed more of a backbone. I don't get scared of this stuff, and at least I don't show it. And I'll be very firm when I see something. I'll be like, you need to leave if you're not good, because I really don't want my house to be full of like negative spirits or something. I mean, I don't even know where this stuff is coming from, because me and my friends, we used to play with Ouija boards in my basement when I was younger. So maybe that's what kind of opened some sort of portal. But you know, in the recent years, I haven't really been doing any of that because I've been getting older. You know, I left high school. I'm university age now. And I do notice that as you get older, you don't notice the paranormal stuff as much. Like when you're younger, you're very sensitive to it. And as you get older, you can just kind of disregard it. You don't really notice it. And that's kind of even creepier, because the fact that I literally saw something tonight, and even the other day when I took that picture of the thrift shop and you see that face looking back at you, the fact that I'm seeing this stuff when I'm older and not really as prone to seeing stuff as I would have been when I was younger, that makes me wonder, okay, how bad is it really if I'm seeing something and normally you don't see stuff as you get older, right? It makes me think there's more going on than I can see. And it's just really creepy. I mean, I don't know. Like I have these experiences and I keep them to myself. And then sometimes I feel the need to just call in and be like, hey, this is what's going on. It's kind of like a little life update, of the paranormal experiences that I have. But that's pretty much my two like little stories about what's been going on. I hope I didn't talk too much. I just kind of wanted to give you all the details and how I'm feeling about it. But I really hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening to this, and I love your show.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.